Beruchim Haboim, welcome everyone. We're about to begin Be'ezras Hashem together on Daf Heyam with Beis. Five lines from the bottom from the two dots. Our Gemara is going to discuss if a person wants to go and travel mi Rishus HaYachid to the Rishus HaRabim, and he walks in between the Rishus HaYachid to the Rishus HaRabim by passing through a Karmelis, a Rishus Dirabonon, is he going to be Chayiv for Hotzah? Says the Gemara, bringing a Brice, the Tonu Rabonon, Hamoitzi Mechanus Leplatio Derech Stov. If a person goes out from his store and he takes an object and he goes to a plaza, the city center, which is Rishus HaRabim, and he goes Derech Stov, which is the storefront. In front of the stores, the sellers of the wares would stand or sit in front of their stores, which was considered to be a karmelis. So he would be moitzi from his chanut, from his store, through the storefront, which is a karmelis, into the Rishus HaRabim. Tanakama says chayov, uben azai poiter. Says the Gemara, Bishloma ben Azai, kisovar mehalich ka'oy mei domi. Ben Azai is the opinion that a person who is walking, every time he takes a step on the ground, is as if he then stands stationary. And therefore, it's understood according to Ben Azai why he's potter, because he takes the object and he leaves from the Rishus HaYachid and he walks into the Rishus, which is a karmelis. So immediately, he's only going to be potter. And then when he goes forward from the Karmelis to the Rishus HaRabim, again, it's only going to be a Hoitzah Midrabanon, and therefore he'd be potter. But the Gemara says, Elo Rabbanon Nami, Nihi Nami Diksavri Mehalech Lav Ka'omei Domi. Granted that the Rabbanon do not hold, like Ben Azai, that a person who is walking is like he is standing every step of the way. But how could the Rabbanan say, nonetheless, that a person will be chayv in such a situation? After all, when he's traveling again, he's walking and carrying from the Rishus HaYachid via through the Karmelis into Rishus HaRabim, why is he going to be chayv? Says the Gemara, Amar Safra, Amar Be'ami, Amar Yoichanan, Midi Dahava Amavir, Chofet b'Rishus HaRabim. Just like a person who's going to transport an object into the Rishus HaRabim, there he's going to then walk Dalet Amos. Hasam lav afagav dekama dinokit le ve'ozil potir. There, don't we see that also when he is going to then hold on to his object, so long as he's walking, he will remain potter, even though he goes beyond the Dalet Amos. Ki monach lei chayiv. Only when he stands stationary again does he do a hanacha and he'll be chayiv. Hochanami loishna. So too over here is no different. In other words, the Gemara is making a comparison to say that in the same way that in over here when he's walking beyond Dalet Amos, so all of those Amos in between is so far not going to be a chiyuv. So too over here in our case when he goes through the Karmelis, it's also not a makom that's chiyuv. And yet, when it comes to our case over here, we see that he's going to be chayiv. So too over there, when it comes to the case of the Karmelis, in between he'll be chayiv. Ask the Gemara Midomi, what's the comparison? Hasom kol hecha demonach le makom chiyuvahu. There, every ama that he would place, if he would stop, it would be a place of chiyuv. Hacha, but over here in this scenario, if he would stop in the stov, it's a karmelis, and therefore he would be potter. Elo, rather, midi dahava amaavir chayfet mitchila dalid lesoif dalid. A person wants to make and he wants to transport an object from the beginning to the four amas after. And walk for a four amos space. The hasim lav afagav di monach lei betoich dalet amos potter. Let's say he would stop in the middle after two amos. he would be potter. So kimonach le besoiv dalet amos chayiv. So when he stops at the end of the dalet amos, he's chayiv, even though he went in between a place where he would be potter. Hochanami loshna. So too over here in the scenario with the Carmelis in between, it should be no different. And that's why he should be chayiv when he ends up in the Rishus HaRabim. Ask the Gemara Midomi, what's the comparison? Hasam, over there, when he's walking the Dalet Amos, legabe deahi gavro mokom poterhu. In regards to the person who's walking Dalet Amos, if he stops after two Amos, in regards to that person specifically, it is poter. However, lekuli alma mokom chiyuvu, but for anybody else who walked already Dalet Amos, if they stop in that place, then they're going to be chayev. Hacha lekuli alma mokom poterhu. But over here, in the case of the Carmelis, everybody who would stop in the Carmelis would be poter. Elo midi dahava amotzi mirshus ha-yochid, the rishus harabim, derech tzide rishus harabim. Rather, you have to compare it to a person who's going out from the rishus harabim through a tzide rishus harabim, through the side rishus harabim, which is a din of a Carmelis, and then until rishus harabim. Hasam lav avagav di monach le atzide rishus harabim poter. There, if he would stop in the tzide rishus harabim, he would be poter. V'chi monach le rishus harabim chayv. And yet, if he continues on to the rishus harabim and then makes the hanocha there, he would be chayv. Hochanami loshna sotu over here. It's exactly similar. So a person goes from rishus harabim, walking through the Carmelis, the stov, from the Rishus HaYochid, walking through the stov into the Rishus HaRabim, he will be chayev. Maskif l'rapopo hanicha l'rabbonon. That's all good according to the Rabbonon. Da'am reit tzidei Rishus HaRabim live ki Rishus HaRabim domi. Who look at the tzidei Rishus HaRabim as a Carmelis. El Rabbi Eliezer. Da'omar tzidei Rishus HaRabim ki Rishus HaRabim domi. Ma'ika l'meimar. But according to Rabbi Eliezer, who said tzidei Rishus HaRabim is like the same din as a Rishus HaRabim, so what are you going to say? Omar le Rav Acha b'rei d'Rav Iko, Eimor d'shamas l'Rabbi Eliezer, d'Omar tzidei Rishus HaRabim ki Rishus HaRabim domi, heicha d'leika chifufi. When does Rabbi Eliezer say that the tzidei Rishus HaRabim is like the Rishus HaRabim? That's when there's no obstacles in the tzidei Rishus HaRabim. In other words, there's nothing there that's going to obstruct those people from walking through the Tzidei Rabim, therefore has the din of Rishus HaRabim. Aval heicha di'ika chifufei, but when there's obstructions, would he say that it's the same? In other words, when there are pegs that they put alongside the Rishus HaRabim so that people who are walking with their carriages or their horses will not come too close to the walls, they put pegs, obstructions, then even he would agree that the Tzidei Rishus HaRabim would be not like the Rishus HaRabim. Hilkach loho damya. Therefore, you'll say that this is similar indeed, and that's why when a person, again, he will take a object, leaving the chanut, the store, and walking through the stov, which is going from the store, which is a Rishus HaYochid, through the stov, which is a Carmelis, into the Rishus HaRabim, and makes a Hanocha there, he'll be Chayiv. Says the Gemara, Amar B'Yoichanan, Umoide ben Azai Bezorik. That which ben Azai said Potter before, you should know he'll be agreeing when it comes to a person who throws the object from the Chanut, from the store, through the stov, over into the Rishus HaRabim. Tanya Nami Hochim, we have a braisa that also says like this. Hamoitzi michanus leplatyo derech stov chayiv. If a person, says the Tanakama, who is moitzi from the chanut to the platyo, to the square, the plaza of the city, which is a Rishus HaRabim, through the sot stov, which is the Carmelis, is going to be chayiv. Echad hamoitzi, says the Tanakama, ve'echad hamachnis. Whether a person is moitzi from the Rishus HaYochid through the Carmelis into the Rishus HaRabim, or vice versa, or if he's machnis. ve'echad ha-zorik ve'echad ha-moshid. And whether somebody throws the object or is going to pass the object. Ben azay oimer ha-moitzi v'ha-machnis potter. That, he argues and says is potter. Because again, because a person who walks according to Ben Azay, every step is as if he is now stationary, whereby he will then make the hanacha in the stav, in the Carmelis, or the akira afterwards in the Carmelis. However, a person passes the object, or he throws the object from the Shusa Yochid to the Shusa Rabim with a Carmelis in between, even Rabbi Azai would agree that he would be chayiv. Now the Gemara brings a braisa that explains the Dalet Rishuyos that we have in regards to Meleches Hoitzo that we've been discussing until now. Says the braisa, Tanu Rabbanon, Dalet Rishuyos L'Shabbos, there are four different Rishuyos of Shabbos. Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaRabim, V'Karmelis, U'Makam Petur. The Rishus HaYochid and Rishus HaRabim are Rishuyos Midiraisa, that are going to be chayiv, we'll explain. Makom Petur is also a Rishus Daraisa, which is going to be potter. Karmel is a Rishus Darabonon. Now the Braisa explains. Ve'ezo hi Rishus HaYochid. What is a Rishus HaYochid? By the way, Rishus HaYochid is not necessarily somebody who owns the private domain. It's a Rishus HaYochid for the following dimension, says the Braisa. Ve'choritz shehu amok asoro. If there's a ditch that is 10 tfachim deep, verochav dalid, and has the width of 4 tfachim wide, v'chen geder shehu gavoya asoro, verochav dalid. So too, if there's a partition that is 10 tfachim high and has a width of dalid tfachim, zuhi rishus hayachid gemura. That is considered to be a rishus hayachid. Now the classical rishus hayachid is where you have Dalid al Dalid as a dimension of Dal al Dalid Tfachim, and then you have walls on all sides that are 10 Tfachim. Here we're talking about Chidushim, that even when it's just a ditch, when it goes down into the ground and it has the walls that are surrounding it from the ground, 10 Tfachim, or if it has walls or partitions, we'll call it, that are 10 Tfachim high and they're wide. Four tefachim, that also gives it the din of Rishus HaYochid. Ve'ezi hi Rishus HaRabim. Now the Braisa describes what is considered to be a Rishus HaRabim. Sartia, one definition is that it's a thoroughfare, like a highway that leads into the city. Uplatia, Gedoyla, or a very large plaza area where people then make the shuk, they sell their wares, and all the people gather together there. Umavuos hamufuloshin, and the large streets that are open on two sides that have 16 amos of a width. Zuhi Rishus HaRabim Gemura. This is considered to be a complete Rishus HaRabim. The Braisa continues. Ein motzin mirishus hayochid zu lirishus harabim zu. Ve'ein machnisim mirishus harabim zu lirishus hayochid zu. You can't take out from mirishus hayochid to the rishus harabim, or vice versa, be machnis from the rishus harabim to the rishus hayochid. Ve'im hoitzi ve'hichnis. If he does do so, then b'shoigeg chayiv chatos. If he did it inadvertently, he's going to be chayiv chatos. B'meizid onush kores v'niskal. If he does it deliberately, then he's going to be chayiv. If it's going to be without a warning, chayiv kares. And if he's warned with hasra, then he's going to be chayiv skila. Aval yam, says the braisa, ubiko v'istavnis v'karmelis, eino lo kirishus yochid, rabim lo kirishus yochid. But all of these things, like the yam, the sea, and the biko, which is, let's say, a large area of fields, vistavnis, which is like we described in the beginning, like a stov, where you have like the platform, which is in front of this, we'll call it the storefront, in front of the stores, where people sell their wares. Vakarmelis, all these things don't have the dimensions of a Shusa Yochid. They don't have either dimensions, and therefore rabbinically they're a domain of a Carmelis. And a person cannot walk dalet amos within those places. And if he did do so, then midrabanon, he's going to be potter from my chatas, but it's also midrabanon. And you cannot go from one of these, the rabbinic rishuyos, a karmelis, to a rishus harabim, and vice versa. And you can't go from a rishus hayochi to the karmelis, or vice versa. If a person did that, then potter, again, it's potter from a chatas, but it's also midrabanon. The Braisa continues. Chatzeiro shel Rabim, a communal courtyard, which used to have there many houses that would share one courtyard. Umavuos she'ena mufulashin, and the streets that did not have two closed sides. In other words, a parallel street outside the courtyards. Irvu mutarin, lo irvu asun. If they made an eruv. Again, because over here we're talking about a chatzer, which is a large chatzer that has many houses within it. So since the houses are owned by different individuals, it would be midrabanan prohibited from them to then carry from their chatzer to from their house to their chatzer, or their chatzer to their house, because the chatzer is owned by everybody, and the houses are owned by individuals, so they have to make an eruv in order to do that. Similarly, if they want to carry from their chatzer to, let's say, this street area, which is called the mevuos, that are mefulashos, so they'd also have to make an eruv, because the chatzer, that's owned by a communal area of all of these houses, but there are other chatzeros that share the same street. So therefore they'd have to make an eruv to carry from their chatzer to the street, even though the street is now a karmelis. And they'd have to make a chatzer in order to do that. So if they did that, it would be mutter. If they did not do that, it would be aser. Adam oymed al ha iskupa, noite me balabayis, loy. Here we're talking about a makom petur, the fourth category, where if a person stands on the iskupa, on this makom petur, which is less than dalid al dalid, and he can then take from, let's say, the balabayis, who's outside from the rishus harabim, and he can give v'noisin loy. He can take from the balabayis v'noisin lo. He can take from him and he can give back to him, because if from a makom petur to the rishus harabim, rishus harabim to the makom petur, noitel me'ani v'noisin lo. He can similarly take from the ani who's in the rishus hayochid an object, or he can give to the ani who's in the rishus hayochid, because again it's a makom petur. U'bilvash shelo yitel mi'balabayis v'noisin la'ani me'ani v'noisin la'balabayis. So long as he doesn't take from the balabayis, from the rishus harabim, and give to the ani who's in the rishus hayochid, because the rabbanan asserted such a thing because of a concern that you might then get lax and also then carry from rishus hayochid to rishus harabim, or vice versa. V'imnata v'nosen shloshtem p'tun. But if a person did do that, then the ani, the oshir, balabayis, and the person who's standing on this makom petur is going to be potter. Acherim oimrim iskufa mishameshes beis reshuyos. Acherim is of the opinion that this iskupa, this makom petur, serves as two different domains. Bizman she'apesach pasuach kilifnim. When the doorway is open, then it has the din as a reshus hayochid. Pesach no'ul kilachutz. When it's closed, then it has the din of the reshus harabim. V'im haisa iskupa gevoya asar v'rachvo dalid, harei zeh reshus la'atzmo. Even though this is the same dimensions as a regular reshus hayochid, but if this is situated adjacent to another Rishus HaYochid, then this Iskupa will then also be considered to be a separate Rishus HaYochid, whereby if a person carries from one Rishus HaYochid into the Iskupa, a different Rishus HaYochid, then that would be a problem. That would be Osir. And these are the four Rishuyos that our Braisa states, again, the Rishus HaRabim, the Rishus HaYochid, the Karmelis, and the Mokum Petur.